AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Russia says some units participating in military exercises will begin returning to their bases. It's being viewed as a hopeful sign the Kremlin may not be planning an imminent attack. Russia's foreign minister said he's pushing for diplomacy. So is the White House, says Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
That door is open for diplomacy, and this is up to President Putin. He has to make that decision. It is his decision to make on which direction he wants to take this.
Still, thousands of U.S. troops are deploying to Poland from Fort Bragg.
I'm hoping to achieve peace. At the end of the day, that's what we want, peace.
Prosecutors will begin calling witnesses today in the federal hate crimes trial of three white men in Georgia convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. On the trial's first day, prosecutors told the jury they have evidence each of the defendants had a history of making racist comments. A candidate for mayor in Louisville, Kentucky, says he's shaken up but unharmed after a gunman burst into his campaign office, grazing him with a bullet to the chest. A suspect is in custody. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to South Korea because of a sharp spike in COVID cases from the Omicron surge. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seoul has announced 61 deaths in the last 24-hour period, and South Korea's 57,000 new cases were another one-day record.
Canada's prime ministers invoked new emergency powers for dealing with vaccine protests, warning that he is authorized to seize the bank accounts of truckers who take part in blockades. So, Cooper Kupp, you've won Super Bowl MVP and you went to Disneyland for a Monday celebration.
All these fans, the happiest place on earth, being able to go through that, you know, the confetti coming down, seeing our families.
This is AP News. The U.S. has made a formal request for the arrest and extradition of former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, linking him to a drug trafficking case. A judge is being appointed to oversee the extradition. 4 years ago, families in South Florida were grappling with a high school massacre on Valentine's Day that killed 17 people. Yesterday, one of the grieving fathers made a statement, climbing a 150-foot crane across from the White House.
Manuel Oliver's son Joaquin was killed 4 years ago.
Cold War! We'll listen to Joaquin.
In a tweeted video, Oliver unfurled a sign on the crane that showed a photo of his son and criticized the president for gun deaths since taking office. Oliver was taken into custody. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is doing what he can.
He again called on Congress this morning to act.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.